The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to this hour of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get to talk about things going on in the world. And some significant things have been happening in our world in recent times, as we well know. For example, he had taught in the district for 7 years, was well-liked by the students, but nonetheless fired recently by the Williamsburg, Virginia School Board because he declined to refer to a female student with her preferred male pronouns when ordered by the school superintendent to cease avoiding the use of male pronouns, that's a quote, to refer to the student even when the student was not present. Attorneys with the well-known Christian legal firm Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, are representing Mr. Peter Vlaeming. As a matter of fact, you heard our newsman Jim Kress just tell us a bit about the story a moment ago. And joining me right now with more details is ADF attorney Caleb Dalton. Caleb, welcome to the show, my friend. Thanks for joining me.
Don, thanks so much for having me.
This is one of those deeply disturbing and disconcerting stories among, I guess, a number that seem to be growing. Take us to the backstory here. How did this all develop? And here's a man, from what I understand, what you and others have said, who's really a stellar teacher, someone to be looked up to by the students, and yet he gets caught in this maelstrom.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter is a great teacher. He went out of his way to accommodate all his students, and the school board in this case fired him because he wouldn't contradict his core beliefs. What happened actually started last fall when the semester was going great, and the principal actually came to him and said, "You know, we've heard that there's a transgender student or student who identifies as transgender in your class, and she wants you to use the male pronoun to refer to her." And they had that conversation. Peter actually had done a lot to accommodate this student. He was using her preferred name. She wanted to change her name, and he's fine that he was using her new name. He's a French teacher, so he actually, a lot of the students in his class use a French name. So he had the entire class pick new French names so she wouldn't be the only one changing names. And accommodated her in so many different ways to try to make her not feel pointed out and make her feel comfortable as she was moving forward with this transition in her own life. But all he is asking is the same accommodation for his conscience that he gave to the students, and the school board denied him that and fired him.
As a matter of fact, you're quoted as saying the school board didn't care how well Peter treated this student. It was on a crusade to compel conformity. And that's really what's going on, isn't it?
It really is about compelling conformity to a belief about gender identity. And, you know, we engage in debates in our society all the time, right? We debate about immigration and health care and education. And this is an ongoing debate in our society about, you know, how to deal with and accommodate individuals that struggle with gender dysphoria. And Peter was very accommodating. He went out of his way to accommodate in this instance. And like you said, the school board here just refused any accommodation at all, refused to budge an inch, even though Peter went a mile, and they fired him for it.
Now, you, as I've already said, have filed a case, Vlaeming versus the West Point School Board in Circuit Court County in King William County. Take us to that process and whether that stirred any kind of contrition. That's probably not the word, but any kind of backstepping or backing away from this by the school board, or are they ready for a legal fight?
You know, we haven't heard a response from the school board yet, and the bottom line is here, they shouldn't be requiring teachers to abandon their beliefs. And that's why Peter filed this. He filed it not only on behalf of himself, but of all teachers and public employees that shouldn't be compelled to abandon their beliefs just to be able to hold a job. And so he's hoping to accomplish through this to establish that core principle that nobody should be forced to contradict their core beliefs just to keep their job.
I think some are hoping that this is an aberration in our culture, this kind of thing. But I'm afraid unless something happens spiritually to our nation and in terms of sheer common sense, we may see more of this. Am I right?
It isn't an aberration, unfortunately. We're seeing this all over the country. Peter's not the only one. And I think what's great about our country, about America, is we have had the idea that tolerance is a two-way street. We've been able to agree in this melting pot of society, of people with all kinds of different viewpoints, to be able to agree to live with each other and to not ostracize someone from society just because they don't hold the prevalent beliefs or the beliefs that, for example, the school board here is trying to ram down Peter's throat. We can live in a society that's truly tolerant of each other, that where Peter accommodated this student, the school board could have accommodated him, and they refused to do that.
Take us as best you can to where to from here. How long do you expect it may be before this works its way through the court? And what are your best guesses as to how it may come out?
So the court process, it's very difficult to predict. It can move very slowly, maddeningly slowly at times. Mm. But we're hopeful that it will move quickly through the process and that Peter's rights can be vindicated, like I said, not only for himself, but for all teachers, for all public employees, to be able to live and work according to their faith without the fear of the government firing them because they won't conform to this ideological belief.
Take this last moment to tell us a little more about ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Who are they? Who are you? And how can folks perhaps partner with you as well?
Yeah, Alliance Defending Freedom is the world's largest nonprofit religious liberty organization in the world. We represent clients here in the United States and around the world promoting free speech and religious liberty, from everything from pro-life work to free speech on university campuses to representing clients like Peter Vlaming or Mr. Harris, who's we're going to argue a case before the United States Supreme Court just next week on the Harris Funeral Homes case. You can read more about that at adflegal.org. That's adflegal.org. People can read about our cases and donate there. We're a nonprofit ministry. We rely on ministry friends to help us out because we represent all of our clients for free through the blessing of people providing for our ministry to be able to do that.
Caleb, thank you, my friend, for talking with us, and I hope we can do it again. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Don. You too.
Caleb Dalton, ADF attorney, and again, as he said, their website is adflegal.org, adflegal.org.
Remember the Publishers Clearing House? As a kid, I remember thinking, when's this guy going to knock on our door with a check the size of a refrigerator? And now as an adult, I realize he ain't coming. But for some of you, there is actually a way to get a giant check to show up, and that's by looking into a cash-out refinance loan. Recent home values have shot up so much that many of us have significant equity or extra money sitting in our homes. And if you qualify, a cash-out refinance allows you to ship some of that equity to your doorstep in the form of a check. We've seen families use this to do a house remodel, pay for a wedding, or to take that super special family trip. It can also be used just as a smart financial decision to pay off some credit card or college debts that have higher interest rates. We're a faith and family mortgage team committed to WAVA specifically, with the big advantage of being a direct lender. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Fatima is a new believer who lives with her Muslim family in the Middle East. Because of her faith in Jesus, her in-laws ridicule her and treat her poorly. But instead of getting angry, Fatima responds to them with kindness. No matter what insult they throw her way or how derogatory their words become, Fatima responds with love. And as her in-laws have watched Fatima's change in attitude, they've begun to realize that Jesus can change a person from the inside out. Pray that Fatima's in-laws will come to faith in Christ and that Fatima will continue to mature in faith as she shares the love of Jesus with those around her.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. According to the ICRC, the International Community, or Committee rather, the International Committee of the Red Cross, nearly 22,000 Nigerians have been reported as missing during a decade of conflict in northeast Nigeria. Highest number of missing persons registered with the ICRC in any country, and the organization's highest caseload in the world. In addition, 2 million people are estimated to be displaced from their homes in that same region of northeast Nigeria. And according to a report from CSI, Christian Solidarity International, the deadly impact of radical Islam is being experienced as well in Syria, while threatening the stability of such countries as Malaysia and Indonesia. Join us to talk more about it, Dr. John Eibner, CEO, Chairman of the Board of CSI. By the way, many of you already know, it's a marvelous Christian human rights organization campaigning for religious liberty and human dignity, and it's active all over the world where religious minorities are being persecuted. In fact, in Nigeria, CSI is delivering food and medical aid to victims in support of displaced families, and I would suggest that you can partner with them and learn more by going to their website, csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. Dr. Eibner, it's been a while since we've chatted, my friend, but an honor again to welcome you to the show.
Great to be back with you, Don. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I've just mentioned For countries of great concern, Nigeria's at the top of the list, then Syria, but also concern over the stability of Malaysia and Indonesia. So where can we start? Maybe take us to Nigeria first from your perspective in view of what CSI is doing there.
Well, Nigeria is where the violence against Christians is currently the highest. You know, we've all been aware of what ISIS and other radical groups have done in Syria. But Nigeria at the moment is the hot spot. And the thing that links Nigeria with Syria and the threat to Indonesia and Malaysia is radical Islam coming from the Gulf, emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries. And it's already devastated Syria. It is currently devastating Nigeria, and it threatens to devastate two countries in the Far East that have been relatively stable and where there has been some history of good Christian-Muslim relations. That's Malaysia and Indonesia. So the threat is the same to these three countries, which really span the globe from the west of Africa through the Middle East to the Far East.
Now, the threat, as you've said, is the same in terms of behind it all is radicalized Islam, but it has many different faces, doesn't it? Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab or any number of other groups, Al-Qaeda. Can you talk about, are they all disparate? Do they work together? Do they work from a common agenda? Or is it just the ideology itself that drives them?
Well, there's a common ideology that binds them all together, but many of them do cooperate at times. Sometimes they even work against each other. Some are enemies of the United States, like ISIS, and attacks Western targets. Others have been supported by Washington to use against other enemies. So it's a very complicated political mix, but there is this common ideology that comes out of the Gulf, and this ideology has been fueled primarily by Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states using oil money over many decades, and now the world pays a very, very heavy price for that.
And because of its hydra-headedness, if you will, multi-headed expressions, it's hard to really address it in one place. It's really so amorphous in that regard, isn't it?
It is indeed. Much has been made of the so-called defeat of ISIS in Syria, and that's a very good thing. ISIS has been certainly pushed underground. But we find other heads of this radical Islam emerging in Nigeria with terrorism, not just a radical ideology, but actually terror, Boko Haram, there's Fulani, Islamic-driven militias, and other groups, and they split and they come back together, and the battle is not over by any means. The defeat of ISIS is a battle and a war that will go on very much longer and have many different fronts.
The most poignant and anguishing part of all of this is the pain inflicted on so many of the children, Nigeria, especially a case in point, Boko Haram actually capturing hundreds of them and kidnapping them and abusing them. What can you tell us more about that?
Well, the civilians in Nigeria, and I believe you know Nigeria very well, Don, pay a very, very heavy price for this conflict. The plight of Boko Haram captives has been well known, that they have been killed, they have been raped. Just a few days ago in the mainstream media, a case was highlighted not by Boko Haram, but a Quranic school where boys were changed, beaten, sexually abused. This was not Boko Haram. This was not a terrorist group, but this was a fairly normal Islamic Quranic school that was legal, operating legally. So the children in particular in this country suffer terribly, especially from displacement. They're on the run. They have no permanent homes. They're not getting education. But it takes many different forms, the suffering that they are subjected to. Nigeria really is on the verge of collapse, on the verge of becoming a failed state. And the failure of that state is going to have huge consequences for the whole of the African continent.
In your view, from your perspective, and it is an informed and considered perspective because of the work that CSI does in that and other parts of the world, what are the solutions? What are steps that can and need to be taken to prevent that?
Well, I think I go back to the source. What is the source of the problem? And the source is this radical Islam that emanates from Saudi Arabia and its allies in the Gulf and creates an atmosphere around the world, a culture that produces this kind of terrorism. And the United States has to address that. The United States is its main ally in the Middle East, apart from Israel, is Saudi Arabia. And we have to deal with the source and say, this is unacceptable. We will not cooperate. We will not continue to prop you up if you continue to spread this ideology that results in the demise of Christian communities in the Middle East and Syria and Iraq, that's producing this kind of violence and threat to the Christian church in Nigeria, and that poses a longer-term threat in the Far East, in Malaysia and Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in the world in terms of population. The fate of that country is enormously important for the world, for the Christian church, and whether it is a tolerant society or whether it's a radicalized, intolerant society. These are questions that not only impact individuals in a very serious way, but that impacts the global church of Christ. It has a strategic importance for the church, and it really is high time that Washington comes to grips with the radical Islam emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, and not to go back to sleep now that ISIS has been militarily defeated in Syria.
And in addition to that, it bears repeating, because when we first met and began to work together, it was a number of years ago when you were doing such great but vital and rather lonely work at the time in Sudan, in South Sudan eventually. But my point is that I mentioned at the outset, you as an organization are not just talking about the problems or analyzing the problems, but you're doing what you can. Talk about your operations, for example, to deliver food and medical aid to the victims and the displaced families, Nigeria case in point, and how folks can partner with you in that regard.
Well, we have aid programs for the displaced. There's food, clothing, medicine. We help to provide shelter for those that have been driven out of their homes in northeastern Nigeria and the Middle Belt, Christian communities that have been uprooted and displaced. And we provide first aid. We did this in South Sudan. We've done it in many other frontline situations. But we do more than provide this first aid. We try to bring about a fundamental change in the situation. So we work at two levels. One, the first aid to help those who are suffering, but also to try to speak truth to power, to try to encourage power to change policies that impact negatively, wittingly or unwittingly, on the on vulnerable Christian communities and other religious minorities.
The best way for our listeners to learn more and partner with you is to the website I gave earlier?
That's right. That's the best way. Check out our website, www.csi-usa.org.
It's an honor, as always, my friend, to talk with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Don.
Dr. John Eibner, truly one of the Lord's great servants and a great organization that many of you are familiar with because we've worked with them through the years and times past and no doubt will again. Christian Solidarity International, CSI-USA.org. CSI-USA.org. I highly recommend them as an organization to learn about and to learn from, because they provide so much information, but then also take that information and partner with them as the Lord may lead. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. 404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This traffic report is sponsored by Circle K. Starting off on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, slow traffic from Ritchie Marlboro Road around to Route 50. And on the bottom side of the Beltway, off and on delays are going to take you from Van Dorn Street over to the Wilson Bridge. Meanwhile, on the inner loop, typical volume delays are moving from Old Georgetown Road over to Georgia Avenue. Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K to save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in-store and visit CircleK.com/easypay for more details. I'm Ryan Dye with traffic on WAVA.
Warm and humid today, mainly clear, low just 69 to 73. Sunshine, very hot and humid tomorrow, high around 95. Breaking the record of 89 for 1986. The all-time October record is 96 from October 5th, 1941. Warm and muggy tomorrow, high low 71. Not as warm Thursday, still humid. Intervals of clouds aside, high 81. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. A chance to make a difference in the world with the power of God's Word, sharing our hearts through the Word of God with fellow believers and hungry-hearted people all over the world who are longing to know the truth that many of us have grown up with in this country and had unlimited access to. And there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, I don't complain about the access God has given us providentially to His Word here in this country. But we know a basic principle of the Scripture is that to whoever much is given, of that person also much is expected and even required. And so we have the chance to share the good news of the gospel and the power of the Word of God with other people through our Bible League campaign, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you have already been doing that. We thank you for what you've been doing so far, but we have quite a way to go as we want to see at least, well, it's to be exact, 6,720 copies of the Word of God. I love that figure of 7,000. That's a nice round figure, and it's in your style to do that anyway, to go over goals. So let's do it together right now and in the days ahead. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and so forth. But right now, at least, we have two matching funds that are kicking in when you make your call. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $5,000, it really is going to kick in and double your gift twice. Once, of course, with the Bible League at the national level, they have a matching fund in place for now that will double your gift. And then also our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores have also extended an $8,000 gift to match your gifts up until the $8,000 has been, of course, completed. So twice your gifts are being doubled. And so that's why, well, I always say anytime's a good time to call, to give Bibles, certainly. But especially when you can do that. That's leverage, really, to take a $50 gift for 10 Bibles and make it not 10 Bibles, but ending up being 30 Bibles. And even a $5 gift becomes 3 Bibles instead of 1. You get the point, I'm sure. Number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, click on the Bible League banner. The theme you'll see is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church at WAVA.com. And we know this word very, very well. Many of us do. Hebrews 4:12 and 13. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together, and it judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes, and it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. This is the power of the Word of God. It is a living Word. In fact, there is no other force in all the world that can match the dynamic power of the Word of God and its ability to go to the very heart of the human condition, revealing, just as we read, even the thoughts and intents of a person's heart, but also able to change the hardest of hearts and bring us all to our knees in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you would agree that if our nation itself ever needed the Word of God, the living Word of God, working in the hearts and minds of all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, way beyond partisan politics and ideologies, it is the Word of God that can make men live together in harmony and actually learn how to love each other, even when they disagree with one another on some of the important issues that are being debated these days. But I tell you what, it's the absence of the power of the Word of God, in my view, that is giving us our current situation of so much vitriol and hatred and false doctrine and upside-down values and all the rest of it. And the remedy is not with the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. It's in the Word of God. I know many of you agree with that. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, what? I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in that gospel, in the gospel, the righteousness that God demands is revealed, is unveiled, is explained. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we're calling you to share this powerful word of God. Certainly in our own country, we seek to do it in stations like this and many others, your pastors in their preaching, and various other parachurch ministries working for the betterment of our culture through the power of the Word of God. But here we're asking, this is something we really want to export. There may be many things about America these days that we really don't want to export and send abroad, but this is one that we do, the powerful Word of God, and we can do it together when you make that call. And remember, your gifts are being doubled twice right now when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, online at our website, wava.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Lives change here. 105.1 FM WAVA.
No matter when you tune in, there is always exactly what you need to hear at exactly the time you need to hear it.
I know God's always there. We can always pray, but I really do believe He wants us to participate. Your radio station provides a big part of that.
Just wanted to tell you all how great this radio station is, how it's changed my life, went to the 180-degree turn.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
Sin is like rotten garbage to God. It offends Him.
But Dr. Tony Evans says when we're justified through faith in Jesus, God looks at us in a completely different way.
When He peers into your account with your name on it, what He sees is the perfection of His Son.
Discover the deep meanings of the words used in the Bible to describe our great salvation. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
This week on Truth for Life, we have the privilege of hearing foundational lessons for life, messages Alistair shared with a group of college students. These lessons apply to all of us, regardless of our age. So listen Monday through Friday to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 1 a.m. and 8 a.m. on WAVA.
Making a difference in the world through the power of the living Word of God. Stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That is the theme of our campaign with the Bible League, and we thank you for being part of it when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at our website, wava.com. We know that there are many trouble spots in the world. There are many, many places where Christians are being persecuted as never before. And we talk about that, as I've said earlier, on a regular basis here on the show, because we do care about what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And so often they ask us for one thing, well, maybe two: pray for us and give us Bibles. Pray for us and give us Bibles. And we know that one of the areas where Christians are being persecuted is the country of India.
And we have a non-secular government at present, and they are emerging as a superpower, winning the elections in different states. They always propagate Hindu agendas and aim to establish a Hindu nation. The Hindu extremists started to teach, if you see a Christian, they are following a foreign faith. They are defiling India because they are following a foreign faith. And public religious activities were banned by the local political and religious leaders. Some churches are forced to stop conducting cell groups in many parts of the country. Evangelism is found to be the greatest challenge in the country. Public evangelism is banned in many places. The members don't have even the freedom to carry the Bible in public.
Not even the freedom to carry the Bible in public, let alone stand on a street corner or anywhere else and talk publicly about it. And that's a brother by the name of Subish. And yet he says the Christians in India are strong in their faith, folks.
The Christians in India and the Hindu fanatic organizations emerged as a superpower for the last couple of years. And they divided the people according to their religions and started to attack other religions, especially the Christians. And they are intolerant and oppose all the gospel and missionary works. They are forcing the Christians to recant their faith and reconvert into Hinduism. So when a person or family accept Jesus, their community expel them. Their families excommunicate them. But the new believers are very strong, and I'm very glad that God is working for them. They are very strong in their faith, that they stick on to the salvation that they receive. That is the greatest thing I want to share about the faith of Christians in India.
And of course, we know that faith is strengthened only by being able to access the Word of God, to study it, to digest it, to make it part of your daily life. I've often asked, what would my life, what would your life be like, really, if you could imagine never having even one copy of God's Word? So many of us have, thank God, never had that situation face us. We've had access to the Word of God without any restriction, from early childhood in many cases, but that's not the case for so many, as in the case of these Christians in India.
Because of your decision to help us with Bibles, many people transformed and received new life in Christ. They are the people groups of Hindu backgrounds, and the unique truth is that all of them are considered as first generation Christians, and your contributions will help this generation to pass their faith to the future generations. On behalf of our organization, I thank all the donors for your love and heart for the mission in India.
And that again is Brother Subish. Can you imagine what he just said, that when you give a Bible, you are actually starting a first generation of Christians coming out of the religions that are so ancient in their land and so restrictive and, of course, so completely apart from the truth of God's Word and of Jesus Christ. So we're inviting you to do this, to really bring along the Word of God into these areas that we've just described, such as this one in India and so many other countries as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Would you go to the phone and make a gift right now? Maybe $50, $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $1,000. Right now, as we said at the outset of today's program, there are two matching sources in play. One is at the national level, and that, by the way, is for now. We'll receive word from the Bible League when they say you can't offer that anymore because it's all been matched, but we're not there by any means right now. So right now, when you make your gift, it's doubled once by the Bible League. And then we have announced today an $8,000 matching fund gift from our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores. That's incredible. I've always said there's no time that's bad time to give. Any time is good that you can invest in God's Word and in God's work. But when you can give and your gift is doubled once, that's great. But it's fantastic when it can be doubled again on top of that. So, you know, a $50 gift for 10 Bibles becomes not 20 Bibles, but 30 Bibles. And a $500 gift, of course, or a $300 gift or whatever is doubled again twice accordingly. So we have to take this break right now, but would you use this moment to go right to the phone and call that number and make that gift? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church Bible League banner on our homepage, WAVA.com. You can give your gift of any amount there as well. We'll be right back.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pitts Evans of Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. Please tune in weekdays at 6 a.m. here on WAVA 105 FM for Jesus in Your Morning. We emphasize daily readings from the Scriptures, prayer, and the present supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Join us daily as we present Jesus in Your Morning.
Weekday mornings at 6 on WAVA.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Hey, made that call yet? Number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at our website, WAVA.com. Again, the theme, a powerful theme, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And there's hardly a country, it seems, where that's not going on in some part of the world. Certainly, the country of Egypt is a case in point.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt, so you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people. And on the next day, we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are. So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
Again, this is Pastor Kareem from Egypt telling us how important the Word of God is, but how dangerous it is to share your faith with others in Egypt at this point in time. And yet they're doing it, and they're just saying, we want the Bibles. We need the Bibles. In fact, Pastor Dwisi from Ethiopia has a similar concern. Let's hear that.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in this land do not need food from you, but they are only crying out that you give them the word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
Better than giving us food to eat. Folks, it's so easy to be a part of this. $5 buys one Bible. $10 buys two, obviously. $50 buys 10. $100 will buy 20 Bibles. And again, right now, at this point in the campaign, every dollar you give is being doubled twice. When you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, WAVA.com. Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You'll see the Bible League banner with those words on it, and click on that, and you can make your gift there as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done so far, and I I believe, God, that we're going to go way over goal on this campaign only because of what you're doing. God bless you.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.